Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
Let's talk about Amazon.
Yeah.
Why is Amazon consistently making big moves, but the stock doesn't reflect it? Like, the stock is never really going skyrocketed. It's not going up 50%. It's not keeping track with Apple or Microsoft. Like, why has Amazon underperformed relative to the other big tech companies?
Well, my question would be, have they underperformed or are they just in the range where they should be for a normal stock that is a Fortune 5 company that is not overinflated? I think we all can agree, as great as NVIDIA is, to go up 11x in 4 years is a feat that many companies won't do again. So I think it's performed incredibly well, like, yeah, especially from where it was. It's one of the top picks, top retirement picks in Stock Club. I think that people want extraordinary gains, but then when we have extraordinary drawdown, they don't want that part of it. Amazon's Tim Duncan giving us 22 and 12 and four blocks in the finals. It may not be the spectacular 50-point nights that maybe a Carmelo can put up, but I like when a company can consistently print gains or and then have little drawdown. I think we all can be very clear in the retail space. They run the retail space, getting more exposure in India, which is the market I think that is going to be most important in the next two decades. I think they've done incredibly well. Great question, but sometimes a safe stock doesn't look exciting when other things are going parabolic. But when those stocks or meme coins go parabolic, do they last for long?
Amazon is my favorite company. And I think for all the points you said, and then I'll add a few additional ones. Unlike an NVIDIA, when you hear something about Blackwell, you can see momentum move in a positive direction.
Yep.
When Amazon makes an announcement, it necessarily doesn't move with the announcement.
Yep. Right?
The announcement sometimes and the gains are probably baked in. And so you'll see slow movement. But if you look at it over this past 5 years, it's gone up 87%. So that's nearly 100% return since the pandemic. This year, it's up 20%. So these are like really
20%. Not to cut you off, 20% is a home run in a year.
20%
is 8 to 12%. 20 is over delivering
for a company with the market cap and the size that it has. I mean, it's ridiculous. The premium valuation is one of those reasons. It's already valued high, right? So when you have a premium stock, most people look at like how much higher can it go? How much higher can it go? And so that plays a part in it. And then what we saw from their earnings report last 2 weeks ago, when we talked about the heavy reinvestment. And so they've invested in infrastructure. That's the reason why you now can have your products in the same day. They've invested in AI, and we talked about that when CapEx was increased by 43%. So they're innovating. They're still making money, right? And you're going to love this because you love talking about gross profit margin. Here's the last 4 quarters, their gross profit margin. In June of 23, 16%.
Yep.
In September of 23, 17.15%. In December of 23, 17.25%. March of this year, 19.5%. And June of this year, they just reported another 19.25%. And so you're seeing they're making more money. They're figuring out ways to make more profit from the products and services that they had as they've added more businesses. We've already talked about their moat in the e-commerce space and how they enter spaces, not just to say we want to be a part of it, but to completely dominate and take over them. Yeah, I love Amazon.
One of the greatest CEOs of all time.
That was the last point I was going to make. We can't discount the fact that they've changed CEOs. And they've had a stock split within the past 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So sometimes that takes change, right? Like, who is Jassy going to be as a CEO? Who is he going to be as a leader of the company? I'd say he's done pretty well. I love Amazon, not even just for the short term, but for a long-term perspective. It's something that, it's going to stay in my portfolio. And I don't see why it wouldn't be anybody else's.
Yeah.
For sure.
State your case.
20% is an amazing return for a company that size that has the entire world on their back and trying to copy and eat away at their gains. Like, if I would have told you 8 years ago Amazon would be outpacing Walmart as a safety stock, you would have said that was crazy. They've performed incredibly well. Enjoy stable gains.
Yeah, we got to appreciate that. I'm looking at now, Apple is up. Year to date is up 17%. So it's actually up,
baby.
Everybody we talk about
with less turbulence and more innovation. Apple, this iPhone 16, I better be able to call Kai Cenat on a damn spaceship. Don't re-rock the same 15 Pro and tell me you put 3 more megapixels in it. I'm gonna go in here and go off. Please innovate.
More megapixels. More 8K.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.